Today's daf is Shvuos daf Chof Aleph, and we are 15 lines from the top of daf Chof Amid Beis. So yesterday we began the third perek in Masechta Shvuos, the Shvuos sugyas of Masechta Shvuos. And as we saw, the perek begins Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba, which is a halacha in Hilchos Shvuos Bitoy. So whenever you talk about a shvua in the context of halacha, so shvua can mean many things. The shvua's bitoy, shvua's apikadim, shvua's adayamim, shvua's aedos. Our shvua's sugyas begin with the laws of shvua's bitoy, specifically shtayim shein arba. What does shtayim shein arba mean? Two examples of shvua's bitoy where the person swore that he will do something or won't do something, and two examples of Shvuos Bitoy that took place already in the past. The examples of the Asir are Shvuos Sha'oichal v'Shaloi Oichal. Sha'oichal is considered a good thing, Shaloi Oichal is considered a bad thing. That's significant because when the Torah describes the Shvuos Bitoy, that subject to Karban Oil v'Yoyre, the Torah says Lohara Oilehete, a bad thing or a good thing. The two Shvuos Bitoy of the Ovar that the Mishnah was discussing were Shvuos She'ochalti v'Shaloi Oichalti. Again, She'ochalti good, Shaloi Oichalti bad, but whereas the first two were in the future tense, these two are in the past tense. But there are other terms in the context of Shavuos that we need to be familiar with. Number one, there's something called a Shavuos Sheker. There's something called a Shavuos Shav. So what exactly is a Shavuos Sheker? What exactly is a Shavuos Shav? That will be the topic of today's daf. Zok to Gemara. Ki Yosef Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we know from going through Gemara's that Rav Dimi lived in Bavel, and he went to Eretz Yisrael to learn. He learned by the great Rabbi Yochanan. And when he came back to Bavel, he reported a lot of things that he had heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, when Rav Dimi came back to Bavel, he said, and he heard the name of Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan was learning Masechta Shvuos, and presumably in a Shir Klali, he was going through the definitions that one has to be familiar with when he learns the laws of Shvuos. He said as follows, Oichal v'loy oichal sheker. If somebody swears that I'm going to eat something, or he swears that I am not going to eat something, and then he doesn't do what he said he was going to do. So for example, Shvuos She'oichal, and he doesn't eat. Shvuos She'lo Yoichal, and he does eat. Said Rabbi Yochanan, you know what? Which lav in the Torah this person was over? He was over the lav of Shvuos Sheker. Vazatia Mehoch, and how do you know that a person is not allowed to swear Shvuos Sheker? The Pasuk says, Lo Yisi Shavu B'Shmi Lo Sheker. It's a Pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. A person is not allowed to swear B'Shmi, by the way, with the Shem Hashem. It sounds like if a person would swear, but he wouldn't use the Shem Hashem, he wouldn't be over the Isser Shvuos Sheker. We referenced very briefly in the Akdama yesterday, Machlokes Rambam Ravid, where the Shvuos Bitoy requires a haskara of the Shem Hashem or not. We'll see more about that in the coming days. But said Rabbi Yochanan, if a person swears a shvua of the asid, I will or won't do something, he violates it, he's over shvua sheker. Achalti v'lo yachalti. Let's say a person swears that I ate and it turns out he didn't eat, or a person swears I didn't eat and it turns out he did eat, shav. The Azara in the Torah that he's over is Shvua Shav. How do you know a person is not going to swear Shvua Shav? It's a pasuk. That's a pasuk, by the way, in the Aseres Hadibros. Kainamais, if a person makes a neder and he's violates his nether, it's very shver Rashi on this Gemara. But if you look at Tosfos says, don't walk away from this Rabbi Yochanan and think that only by Koinamos are you over Bal Yachal, but by Shvuos Bita you're either going to be over Loisi Shavu B'Shmi L'Sheker or Loisi Hashem Hashem L'Kechel Hashav. That's Pasha, that by Shvuos you have Bal Yachal as well. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan defined Shvuos Sheker and Shvuos Shav. Rabbi Yochanan said that Shvuos Sheker is when a person swears I will or won't do something, what we know in the sugyas of Masechta Shvuos as a Shvuah of the Asid, the Shvuah that the Torah describes when it mentions the parasha of an Oil of the Yoyred. So a person swore he'll do something, he didn't do it. It turns out that he swore falsely, even though at the time that he uttered his shvuah, there was no element of sheker. It's all retroactive. Huvra davla mafreya, that he didn't observe his shvuah. That is the definition of shvuah sheker. And azara is like sishavu b'shmi l'sheker. If a person swears that he did or didn't do something, it's the shvuah of the other. It's the shvuah where we've had a machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, whether it's subject to oil of yair are not subject to oil of yair. In that case, if he swears falsely, he's not over shvua sheker, but rather he's over shvua shav. Says Rashi, who cares which azar is over? Either way, it's aser. So does it matter if it's shvua sheker or does it matter if it's shvua shav? Says Rashi, of course it matters, because if you're going to give a person malchus, you have to warn him, and you can't just tell him what you're about to do is aser. You actually have to tell him with a chumash. This is where it says in the Torah that it's aser. So if a person is going to swear falsely, you have to make sure you give him the proper asra. So what's the proper asra? For the future tense, it's loisi shava bishmi l'sheker. For the past tense, it's going to be loisi so Hashem Hashem alakech l'ashav. Basically, break the Gemara. Shav v'sheker echadim. There's a brisa that says that shvua shav and shvua sheker are the same thing. Now we know they're not the same thing. Must be, but if the brisa refers to them as the same, that there's some common denominator that they have. They must have something in common. My love, says the Gemara, the shav l'shav, avshakanami l'shav. Presumably, the commonality is that just like a shvua shav is something that's in the avar, that's pashit, so too Shvua Sheker is probably something in the other as well. Rabbi Yochanan said that what's the definition of Shvua Sheker? It's a Shvua of La'asin. Alma Chalti V'Lo Yochalti Shekeru. So you see that a Shvua Sheker would be something in the past. Now, if Shvua Shav is in the Avar and Shvua Sheker is in the Avar, at this point in the Gemara, what is the Chiluk then between Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker? So the Chiluk would be probably what the man on the street would tell you if you asked him before learning this Gemara, what's the difference between a shvua shav and a shvua sheker? And that a shvua shav is when a person swears about something falsely, but everybody knows it's false. So for example, there's a man standing here and a person swears that it's a woman. That's Rashi's example later in the Gemara. Or Rashi and Chumash's example. A person sees a piece of wood and he swears that it's stone. Al Eitchi Evan. So that would be a Shvua Shav. Whereas Achalti V'lo Achalti, even though it's in the Avar, but not everybody knows whether you ate or didn't eat. So if you say, I swear I ate, and then it turns out you didn't eat, you can't call it a Shvua Shav. You'd have to call it a Shvua Sheker. But regardless, Rabbi Yechanan had a completely different definition. Rabbi Yechanan said, every Shvua Sheker in the Avar is a Shvua Shav. Every Shvua Sheker in the Asid is a Shvua Sheker. The Brisa says that they're similar. My love, doesn't it mean that they're both in the Avar? But the Gemara says, me the Irya. Who said Hakadisa? Hakadisa. Maybe a Shvua Shav is in the Avar, a Shvua Sheker is in the Asid. My Davar Echad. What does the Brisa mean that when it says Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker is Davar Echad, the Bedibur Echad Nemru doesn't mean they're one, but rather what it means is that on Har Sinai, when the mitzvahs were given, Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker were uttered b'diburech. Okay, the Tanya, we learned to the Braise, Zohar v'shomer b'diburech anemru. If you look in the first Dibrois, the Aseres HaDibrois in Parashas Yisroel, by the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Torah says Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy. If you look at the Dibrois Shneis in Parashas V'eschanon, it says Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy. So which one was it? Was it Zohar? Was it Shomer? Klal Yisrael heard the Aseres HaDibrois. They heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidayu v'atzmai. They didn't understand the Dibrois. They only understood the first two. That's the Gemara. Then the Masechtas Makis. 611 mitzvahs we heard from Moshe, Anoichi v'loyilocha mipi agvura shamanu, but Ramban speaks out, and HaTorah, and Ibn Ezra, and other Rishonim as well, that there's so many psukim that say, v'yedabra Hashem, as kol advarim o'ela, that Klal Yisrael heard all the Aseres HaDibrois from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They just didn't understand the other, right? Moshe had to repeat it. But the first two, they heard directly from Hashem, but regardless, they heard Zohar Asiyem HaShabbos HaKadoshoy, or did they hear Shomer Asiyem HaShabbos HaKadoshoy? Which one was it? It says, the Braisa B'dibur Echa Nemur. Really, they heard both. Masha'ein HaPeh Yochel L'daber, Masha'ein HaOizen Yochel L'shmaya. And this was something supernatural, because ordinarily, it's not possible for a person to say two words at the same time, and it's not possible for a person to hear two words at the same time. So just like Zohar v'shamer b'diburech ha'nemru, maybe that's what it means. Shvua shav and shvua sheker b'diburech ha'nemru. Perfect. Gemara b'shalim ha'asam b'diburech ha'nemru k'dar v'adam ha'rahava. There must be some nafgimina la'alocha if you're going to tell me b'diburech ha'nemru. So Zohar v'shamer b'diburech ha'nemru has a nafgimina la'alocha. What is that? V'adam ha'rahava. Don't v'adam ha'rahava. Noshim chayovas b'kiddush ha'yom t'var ter. Women are chayiv to make kiddush on Shabbos. The amakro. Because the pasuk says Zohar v'shamer, and we learn kol sheyeshnoi b'shmira, shmira the loisaseis of Shabbos, yeshnoi b'schira is obligated in any mitzvah that's learned out from Zohar v'shamer Shabbos l'katshoy. And being that Zohar v'shamer Shabbos l'katshoy is the makar to make kiddush, said Rabbi Abba Rahava, a kiddush that's brought down in halacha, noshim chayavos be kiddush hayot. Now, why would you have thought women are potter from making Kiddush? Because the mitzvah says she's man garama. Kamash Malan, there's a hekish between Shabbat and Zachar. Where's the hekish? One is in Parshas Yisroi, the other one's in Parshas Veschanan. The hekish is Bedibur Echanemro. So there's an afkimino, lahalacha, to tell me that Bedibur Echanemro. Elahacha lamay hilchazami boile. What exactly would be the nafkimino lahalacha to tell me that Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker were Bedibur Echanemro? Elah says the Gemara, Kishem Shalaik al Shav, what? The Braisa must mean is something else. It doesn't mean that Shav and Sheker are Dover Echad, Bedibur Echad. Because what's the significance of saying that it was Bedibur Echad? Rather, what it means is that just like this Malkus for Shvua Shav, so too this Malkus on Shvua Sheker. Freak the Gemara, Klapi Laya? That doesn't make any sense. Again, Rabbi Yochanan's definition. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Shvua Shav is a Shvua in the Avar. Shvua Sheker is a Shvua in the Asid. Now we have a braisa that says that Shav and Sheker Dover Echad. The Gemara is struggling to understand what that means. It can't mean they're both in the Avar, because Rabbi Yochanan just said they're not both in the Avar. It doesn't mean Bedibur Echad Nemru, because what would be the nafkamina lalacha? To tell me what would be the purpose? Shama v'zocher, there's a hekish to teach me that Noshim Chayovos b'kiddush hayot. But what would be the nafkamina by telling me Shav and Sheker Bedibur Echad Nemru? Says the Gemara, you know what it means? It's just like this Malkus and Shvua Shav, this Malkus and Shvua Sheker. Now that would presuppose that it's more poshut that there should be Malkus b'Shvua Shav than there should be Malkus b'Shvua Sheker. For eight, the Gemara klapi laya. That's the Gemara's way of saying adrabah or punkvakert or just the opposite. Right? It should be just the opposite. If anything, it should be more simple that this Malkus by Shvua Sheker than this Malkus by Shvua Shav. Every Shvua Shav, using Rabbi Yechon's definition of Shvua Shav, is going to be a lav chain by Maisa. A person swears about something that happened in the past and he swears falsely. That Veru was done, B'dibor. That's a lav chain by Maisa. Lav chain by Maisa, according to most Tanoim and Shas, ain't like enough. Shvua Sheker, which according to Rabbi Yechon's definition is a Shvua in the Asid, could be a lav sheyesh by Maisa, could be a lav chain by Maisa. If a person swears that I won't do something and he does it, that's a lav sheyesh by Maisa, because he was over the lav when he did it. If a person swears that he'll do something and he doesn't do it, that's a lav she ain't by Maisa. But if anything, if you want to tell me, is it more poshut that there should be a malchus by a shvua shav or by a shvua sheker? Of course the answer is going to be shvua sheker in a case where shvua sheker involves lav sheyesh by Maisa, where it was a shvua that I won't do something, and he did it. It's afraid to Gemara. Kishem shaloik al shav, kach loik al sheker. If anything, it's the opposite. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eleim, it's just the opposite. Kishem shaloik al sheker, kach loik inami al shav. Dover echad means that there's malchus for both. I would have thought maybe shvua sheker, bikehai gavna, where you did a Maisa. But shvua shav, which never involves a Maisa, ulai not. That's the chiddush. But the Gemara says, pshito, hai lava, hai lava. Why do I even need a braisa to tell me dover echad that this malchus v'shvua shav? It's a lav. It's a lav. Shouldn't it be pashut that this malchus? We just said why it's not pashut. It's not pashut because it's a lav she'in b'maisa. So Rashi answers the kasha. The income of koymoi, but the Gemara says ma'u detema. I would have thought k'damali rapapal abayo lo yinake klal. I would have thought that mean that it says in the Torah by shvua shav ki lo yinake Hashem alikecho. Hashem says that shvua shav is so chomer that if somebody's over shvua shav, there's no way for the person to get kapara ki lo yinake Hashem. So I would have thought ki lo yinake means there's no kapara, not even malchus. Kamash malon k'deshani le. The chiddush is that it's true. Kilo yinake, but kilo yinake Hashem. Hashem won't forgive you. Kiddushani later. Gemara's going to say later down on the Amid, but Malkus, it could be, there will be. So either way, what does it mean? Shav and Sheker Dover Echad. It doesn't mean that they're both in the Avar, because only Shav is in the Avar, Sheker is in the Asid. It doesn't mean Bedibur Echad, because what's the significance of Bedibur Echad? What it means is they both have Malkus. Just like Shvua Sheker has Malkus, when if you are over with a Maisa, you swore you won't do something and you do it. Lav sheyesh me Maisa, you're going to get Malkus. So to Shvua Shav, this is going to be Malkus as well. Iba yaseim, kashem she may be carbon al sheker, kach may be carbon al shav. We're not discussing Malkus, but rather, Shav the sheker davar echa means that just like for a Shvua sheker, there is a carbon, so to Shvua Shav, this is going to be a carbon as well. Why is it posh that for a Shvua Sheker there's a carbon? So this is back of the envelope arithmetic. Because Rabbi Yochanan's definition of Shvua Sheker is a Shvua in the Asid. That's Lahara al-Lehetiv. That is the parashah of carbon al-Lehetiv. af shav a shvu on the other, there's also going to be a carbon oil v'yirin. In other words, shtayim shein arba. Even though the Torah is only talking about the asid, which is shvu a sheker, really it applies. If you have the principles, these gemaras flow very nicely. So too, it would apply to a shvu in the other as well. For Rabbi Akiva is of the gemara. So the gemara says, who then would be the tana that price Rabbi Akiva the mechayev the shavar kalab? Because according to Rabbi Yishmael, that you don't get oil of a yoyrit for a shvu and the other. It's not true that sheker v'shav dover echadi le'in yin carbon. Either way, says the Gemara, Meisve, I'll ask you a kasha. Could you tell me that the definition of a shvu and shav is a shvu and the other? Achalti v'lo yachalti. And the definition of a shvu and shek is a shvu and the la'asid. Oicha v'lo yoychal. The price says, he's a shvu and shav. Nishba l'shana says, how you do? Shvu and shav is when a person swears to be mishana something that people know. Okay. Shvu and sheker. What's a shvu and sheker? Nishba l'hachlif. If a person swears to change something. Now, lahachlif sounds like you're changing something that happened, meaning X happened, and you're swearing that Y happened. The Gemara says, no, eima nishba umachlif. It doesn't mean you're changing something that happened in the past, or you're lying falsely about something that happened in the past. Rather, you're swearing umachlif, and then you're not going to observe what you swore you would do. So it's not lehachlif as if it happened in the past tense, but rather it's umachlif as if it's happening in the present tense. Regardless, this concludes the first opinion in the Gemara, Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yechanan, and that is that the definition of shvuas shav is a shvua in the avar. The definition of a shvua sheker is a shvua in the asid. Just one tidbit before we go weiter, and that is that in the course of the Shachta V'Tayr, the Gemara said, brought a braisa. The braisa said, Shav v'sheker echod hei. The Gemara says, what does echod mean? The Gemara thought that it means that they're both in the other. The Gemara asked it as a kashan, Rav Dimiyam, Rav Yechanan, and then the Gemara suggested that maybe that's not what it means, but rather maybe what it means is b'dibur echod nemru. Just like Zohar v'shama b'dibur echod nemru, maybe Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker b'dibur echad nemru as well, but the Gemara immediately dismissed it because the Gemara said that l'may nafkemina pishlay mazachar b'shama b'dibur echad nemru is mechadish that noshim chayava is bekiddush hayom despite the fact that it's a mitzvah's esish as mangrob, but Shav and Sheker b'dibur echad nemru l'may nafkemina. Truth is, if you look in the Yerushalmi, it's a perek Shvua Shtayim Basra. It's a little later in the perek. Yerushalmi brings this brisa: Shav and Sheker shneim b'dibur echad nemru. Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker were both said b'dibur echad. Ma she'ein oizen yecholah l'shmaya v'loy peh l'daber. And Yerushalmi continues, very interesting. Mechalaleo mois yumos chil Shabbos uviyoy ma Shabbos shnei kvasim. The mitzvah to bring the carbon tamid and the musafin on Shabbos, karbonos, which involved chil Shabbos, b'dibur echad nemru. They were also said b'dibur echad. What's the significance of that? The significance is that despite the fact, mechal leh meisumas, but there's a hutra or a tchuya, there is a time where you could be mechal Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bring karbonis, despite the fact that it involved lametes melachis. Loi silba shatnis, gedilim tasa lechosh, neim b'dibur echad nemru. Loi silba shatnis, but at the same time, there's a mitzvah tzitzis. This is the makar, taseh doicheloi saseh. Says the Yerushalmi, b'dibur echad nemru. Ervas ishes achicha, Yivama Yava Yaleh B'dibur Echad Nemru. The Isser Ishes Ach and the Mitzvah of Yibum. Every Yibum involves Isser Ishes Ach. That was also said B'dibur Echad. Loisisev Nachla V'chol Bas Yereshes Nachla. This is interesting. Shnei B'dibur Echad Nemru. Ma'achi Yefshel Apel L'daber V'loi L'oizim L'shmaya V'cheinu Oimer Achaz Dibur Alekim Shtayim Zu Shamanu. Hafla V'fela. Either way, so this Havamina, this Sad in the Gemara, that maybe the Taich of Sheker V'shav Dover Echad means B'dibur Echad, is actually something that's brought down L'maisa. It's interesting because the Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi Masechtes Yevamos. This idea that Ervas Ishes Achich and Yevama Yavo Yaleh B'dibur Echad Nemru. Could be, just based on the Gemara that we just learned, it's really Machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi, at least as it relates to the first part of it. Shav v'sheker b'dibur echad nemru, the income of Kamila Karach. Either way, zok the Gemara weiter. Ki asa rav, and Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar, Rabba Vo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. So Ravin, we know, was another Amayra that lived in Bavel, and he went to Eretz Yisrael also to learn with Rabbi Yechanan, and he too came back and he brought a lot of halachas from Rabbi Yechanan. And very often what Ravin reported back for Rabbi Yechanan and what Rav Dimi reported back for Rabbi Yechanan were at odds with each other, and this is a classic example of it. So Ravin came back and he said, I didn't hear this from Rabbi Yechanan, but I heard from Rabbi Yirmiya, who heard from Rabbi Avoh, The names are going to be important. Who heard from Rabbi Yochanan that achalti v'loy achalti, sheker. If a person swears that I ate or a person swears I didn't eat, it turns out that he swore falsely, that's a shvua sheker. Vazartiya, and if you want to warn somebody, give somebody hasra for Malkus, you'd have to tell him the pasuk v'loy sishavu b'shmila sheker. Oichal v'loy oichal, if it's a shvua in the asid, oiver b'loy achal devari. V'ezi shvua shav. What then is the definition of a shvua shav? Nishba l'shanes esayidu l'adam. That's if a person swears to be mishana something that everybody knows. Rashi's example is, so something that's very, very obvious that everybody understands is false. That's the definition of shvua shav. In other words, Ravin reported back the way most people thought it before they learned this Gemara. And that is, a shvua sheker and a shvua shav are both shvuas of the avar. What's the difference? Shvua sheker is when it's a regular false shvua, like a person swears I ate where he really didn't eat, or I didn't eat when he really did eat. Shvua shav is a very unique type of shvua sheker de la avar. It's a shvua sheker de la avar where you're being mishanes hayadua. You're not just swearing falsely about something that could be is true or could be isn't true. You're swearing falsely about something that everybody knows is false. And that's shav. It's mzist. It's frivolous. It's pointless. You're really accomplishing nothing with the shvua because everybody knows it's silly. And you're using the name Hashem in vain. That's pashut, that a shvua shav is only if you use the shem Hashem. And that is the definition. That is the definition of a shvua shav. But the point is, as it relates to our Gemara, they're both shvuos in the avar. They're both shvuos in the avar. So Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, shvua shav is in the avar, shvua sheker is in the asid. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yirmi, who said in the name of Rabbi Avot, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that shvuos, shav, and sheker are both in the avar. The chiluk is, shav is where you mishanes hayadua la'adam, sheker is where it's not yadua la'adam. I'm Rabbi Papa said, hod Rabbi Avot, this that Ravin had heard from Rabbi Yirmiyah, who had heard from Rabbi Avo, who had heard from Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, it's being attributed to Rabbi Avo. Who heard it from Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Avo did. Lab beferish itmar. Avo never heard it before from Rabbi Yochanan. Ela michlala itmar. It was something that he deduced from something that Rabbi Yochanan said. Amr Rabbi Barabin, Amr Rabbi Amr, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Mishra Rabbi Yisrael Glilis. Again, this traces itself back to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that he heard from Rabbi Yehuda, who heard from Rabbi Yisrael Glilis. A lot of names. Kol Leisa Seisha B'Teira. Every Leisa in the Torah. Lab Sheish B'Maisa Leik Enol. If it's a Lab Sheish B'Maisa, you get Mamas. V'Sheim B'Maisa, if there's no Maisa, ain't Leik Enol. Chutz. Mi Nishba U'Meimar U'Mekalas Chavera B'Shem. If a person swears falsely, or Tmura Mekalas Chaver B'Shem, the halacha is that even though these are lav shein by ma'isa, still you're going to get malchus. So to our nishma minolan, how do you know that for a shvua sheker you get malchus? Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishra Rashbi. Amar Kra, the pasuk says leisisa shem Hashem alakach lashav ki lo yinake Hashem. In the parasha shvua shav, and we learn from there, bezdin shal ma'ila emenaka noisai. It's only kilo yinake Hashem. Abu bezdin shal mata malka noisai. Umenaka noisai. Bezdin shal mata has a way of removing the chet. Bezdin shal ma'ila, we don't deal with it. We leave it up to bet. That's kilo yinaka Hashem. Usually you think kilo yinaka Hashem, that even Hashem is not going to be menaka. Here there's a tzad kula, kilo yinaka Hashem. A bezin, a person can get malchus, and through malchus, he can be pure. I'm going to Rapapa Labaya, Rapapa Dol Dabaya, Dumahachi Kamarachmana, lo yinaka klal. How do you know the way to read it is kilo yinaka Hashem? So he said, iksiv kilo yinaka. Had it just said kilo yinaka kedam, hashem, tchziv kilo yinaka Hashem, Hashem hu dein menaka, av a bezin shomata, malchinoise, umenaka noise. It's only Hashem. Again, kilo yinaka Hashem, av a bezin shomata, malchinoise, umenaka noise. Ashkechon shvush, of shvush akaminoan, says the Gemara, that's some car. To shvua shav, how do you know shvua sheker? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili that every lav she'ein by ma'isa in like an olaf, with the exception of nishba umeimar umekala. And now Rabbi Yochanan was explaining this that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So he said as follows: nishba minola. In terms of shvua shav, he said I heard from Shem Ba'yichai that it says kilo yinaka Hashem, Hashem hu de'in menaka. What about shvua sheker? Again, this is all Rabbi Yochanan talking. So Rabbi Yochanan did Yomar. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I didn't hear this from Shem Bar Yochai, but I'm going to go on my own, And I'm going to tell you what I think the pshat is. It says, Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pomim. In the parsha of Shvuah Shav, it says Lashav twice. Lo Yisisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, once. Ki Lo Yinaka Hashem, Es HaSheyisa Eshmoy Lashav, twice. So it says it two times. Em Eino Yinyin Lashvuah Shav, Tenei Yinyin Lashvuah Shavke. The extra Lashav teaches me that not only is there Malkus for Shvuah Shav, but there's Malkus for Shvuah Shavker as well. V'havi Barabavo. So Rabavo heard Rabbi Yechanan say this. You got it? What did Rabbi Yechanan say? Rabbi Yechanan said that I heard from Rabbi Yehuda, who said over from Yosi Aglili, that even though Lav She'im B'Maisa in Loike and all of this, three notable exceptions. Nishba, Meimar, Umekal. We need Nishba. If a person swears, the halacha is, even though it's Lav She'im B'Maisa, still he's going to get Malchus. Rabbi Yechanan said, let me explain it. Nishba means two things. It means Shvua Shav, and it means Shvua Sheker. Both of those shvuos that are bad shvuos, you're gonna get malchus, despite the fact that it's a lav shein b'mais. Shvuos shav, how do I know that? Kilo yinaka Hashem, Hashem udeid manaka, avu bezin shal mata, malkinois and manakinois. How do I know that? I heard it from Shimon bar Yochai. What about shvuos sheker? He said dosa b'chishgad from Shimon bar Yochai. But Rabbi Yechanan didayom, I'm gonna tell you what I think the pshat is. It says lashav twice in the parish of shvuos shav, and we just said shvuos shav, even though it's a lav shein b'mais, is still loikin olav. Im eino inyan the second lashav the shvuos shav. So Rabbi Vo hears Rabbi Yechanan say this, and Rabbi Vo said, Rabbi Yechanan, what Shvuah Sheker are we talking about? Again, where Rabbi Yechanan said, Shvuah Sheker is Malkus, and we learned it from the actual Lashon. What's the definition? What was Rabbi Yechanan's definition of Shvuah Sheker? Did he mean Shvuah Sheker? Did he mean where a person swore, future tense, I'm not going to eat, and then he ate? You do get, it's possible you get Malkus. It's a lav sheish b'mais. Maybe it's talking about a person swore that he's going to eat and he didn't eat. There it's a lav sheim b'mais. And that's the shvuah sheker of lav sheim b'mais. The Rabbi Yochanan is being machadish that is going to be Malkus. But it's not true. You don't get Malkus in that case. Because we had this in the first parak. If a person swears he's going to eat this kikar and he doesn't eat it, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said there's no Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan said there's no Malkus because it's a lav sheim b'mais. You swore you're going to do something and you didn't do it. Not doing something is a lav sheim b'mais. Reish Lakish shama ini loikim shem davi asra sof. If asra sof, it's loishma asra. So we had this in the first parak. We had it in the third parak of Masechtas Malkus. We've had this Gemara a few times. But what's the bottom line over here? The bottom line is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We need Rabbi Yochanan holds that if a person swears he's going to do something and he doesn't do it, he doesn't get Malkus. So that can't be the extra lashav that's marbish for shekel Malkus that Rabbi Yochanan is referring to. So Rabbi Avoh said, process of elimination, there's only one shvua sheker that Rabbi Yochanan could be referring to. He must be talking about where a person swore about something that happened in the past tense. He swore falsely. That's shvuah sheker. It's not shvuah shav. And I need the extra lashav to tell me that you're going to get Malkus. Zok de Gemara Givaldik. So Rabbi Avoh said, I know Rabbi Yochanan's definition of shvuah sheker. Rav Dibi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, I heard shir from Rabbi Yochanan. And you know what Rabbi Yochanan said? Shvuah shav is a shvuah delaver. Shvuah sheker is a shvuah delaser. So achalti v'lo achalti, that's in the avar, that's shvuah shav. Al isha hi isha, or isha sheish, that's in the avar, that's shvuah shav. Oicha v'lo yoichal, that's shvuah sheker. Rav said, no, I know Rabbi Yochanan holds that even a shvuah in the avar is a shvuah sheker. What then is the difference between a shvuah shav and a shvuah sheker? Shvuah shav is when you meshanes that you do a la'adam. Shvuah sheker is when people don't know. Achalti v'lo achalti, being that I have no idea if you ate or didn't eat. How am I supposed to know? So that would be a shvuah sheker. How do I know that? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that you get malchus for shvuah sheker, just like you get malchus from shvuah shav. And what was Rabbi Yochanan's case where he was mechadish malchus for shvuah sheker in addition to shvuah shav? The only thing he could have meant was a shvuah in the avar where it was a chalti v'lo yachalti. Why? Shvuah de la'asid, he zicha wasn't referring to. Because shvuah shaloi oichal v'ochal, that's a lav sheish b'maisa. You don't need any ribuyim to tell me you get malchus. Shvuah shaloichal v'loi ochal, I know Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't get malchus for that. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish tamid shavai. One said because it's a lav sheish b'maisa, one said because it's asra savi, but at the end of the day you don't get malchus for it. Elamai must be referring to a chalti v'loi ochal. Now if a chalti v'loi ochal is shvuah shav, then why do I need a special limud? Lashav, in English, shvuah shav, tenei, in English, shvuah sheker, to tell me that there's malchus. It's anyways a shvuah shav. Elamai, it's not a shvuah shav, it's a shvuah sheker. It's learned out from the Savi, Shri Bishmaker. Says,
the Gemara. Ravin said, I heard from Rabbi Yirmiyah, who heard from Rabbi Avo, who heard from Rabbi Yechanan. Said Rabbi Papa, it's true. This was all attributed to Rabbi Avo, who's the one who heard it from him, but he never really heard it from Rabbi Yechanan. He never heard it. It was Lav Betherish Itmar, Gvaldik Ela Michlala Itmar. He was Mechir it from a memra that Rabbi Yechanan said, but it's not something that he ever heard Mefurish. By the way, the Gemara comes out, essentially, and is saying, V'shvua shav, there's Malthus. How do you know that? Yehuda, Mishum B'yesi Aglili, Rabbi Yechira, Mishum Rajbi, Kilo Yenaka, Hashem, Hashem Udeinu Menaka. If a person swears, Sha'oichal, V'loy Ochal, there's no Malthus, because Lav She, Ein Bay Maisa. If a person swears, Sheker, Ochalti, V'loy Ochalti, there is Malthus. Why Ochalti, V'loy Ochalti is there Malthus? Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pomim. Freak the Gemara. Why is the extra Lashav Marba, a Shvu of Lav She'en by Maisa, of Achalti, Velay Achalti, any more than it's Marba, a Shvu of Lav She'en by Maisa, of Ochal, Velay Ochal? Got it? There's four possibilities. Two are obvious, two we're not sure about. The one that we know for sure is Shvu Ashav, even though it's a Lav She'en by Maisa, still you get Malkis, Kalei Nakasha. Shumbay Chay already said that. Of Shvua Shaloi Oichal V'Ochal, it's Pasha, you get Malkus, because that's a Lav She'esh Bei Mais. Shvua Sha'ochal V'Loi Ochal, or a Shvua Sha'ochalti V'Loi Ochalti, are both Lav She'esh Bei Mais. In one you get Malkus, and one you don't get Malkus. Sha'ochalti V'Loi Ochalti, you get Malkus. Sha'ochal V'Loi Ochal, you don't get Malkus. Why Sha'ochalti V'Loi Ochalti do you get Malkus? Because Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pomim, Meinu Inyan L'Shvua Shav, Tenei Inyan L'Shvua Shav. Why, Oichav V'Loi Ochal, don't you get Malkus? Rabbi Yechon V'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon said, because it's a Lav She'en B'Mais, V'Reish Lakish said, because it's Asra HaSafik. Freit the Gemara, Maishna, why is it that we say that Lashav, Lashav is Marba, Ochalti V'Loi Ochalti? Maybe it should be Marba, Oichav V'Loi Ochal, Maishna, Amarava, B'Ferish, Rivs, Atayr, Shvua, Shekhar, Doim, L'Shav, Ma'ashav, L'Shav, Rav, Shekhar, Nav, L'Shav. If you have a Riboy in the parish of Shvua, Shav, it makes sense to be Marba, Shvua, similar to Shvua, Shav. Ochalti V'Loi Ochalti is similar to Shvua, Shav. Because every Shvua, Shav is going to be a Shvua, L'Shav. So it makes sense to be Marba, Shvua, which is a Lav She'en by Maisa in the Ovar, as opposed to Oichel, V'loy Ochal, which is also Lav She'en B'Maisa, but it's in the Osid. We're not going to be Marba in the Osid. Eisve, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Avo. So Rabbi Avo essentially heard from Rabbi Yechanan that there's going to be Malkis on a Shvua Sheker of Ovar. Ochalti, V'loy Ochalti is Shvua Sheker. That's as it relates to the definitions. But from the Halacha standpoint, the significance was that there's going to be Malkis for a Shvua Sheker of Ochalti, V'loy Ochalti. And despite the fact that it's Lav She'en by Maisa, Lashov, Lashov, Shtei Palmim, just like there's Malkis for Shvua Shav, even though it's Lav She'en by Maisa, the extra Lashov teaches me, there's also Malkis for a Shvua Sheker that's similar to Shvua Shav, Shvua de lo avar, Ochalti, V'loy Ochalti, this is going to be a Malkis. Fait the Gemara, Shvua Shaloy Echal Kikr Zu. If a person swears that I'm not going to eat this kikr, and then he swears it again, Shvua Shaloy Echleno, and then he swears it a third time, it's all the same thing. Shvua Shaloy Echleno, V'ochle, and he eats it, Eini Chayv Ala Achas. You only Chayv one. Even though you swore three times, you only Chayv one. There's a very lovely Rashi right here, second to last Rashi on the Amid, but we're not going to have time to get to it today. Says the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah later in the Perek, Zui Shvua Bitu Shachayav. This is an example of a Shvuas Bitoy, where if a person is over the mazed with Hasra, he gets Malkus. And if he does it, B'shoigig meets the Tanayim, he's going to have to bring a carbon oil for you. Now, Zuhi, it's coming to be Mayat. Zuhi is a Lashon Mute. So what's it coming to be Mayat? Lav Lamute, Achalti, V'lo Achalti, D'lo Lucky. Isn't it coming to be Mayat? Where the Shvuah wasn't Shaloy Eichlen in the future tense, but rather it was a Chalti in the past tense, to tell me here it's different. What's different about it? That there's not going to be Malkus. So what do you see? A Shvuah Sheker in the Avar. There's no Malkus. The Gemara says, Loy, Lemu'ute Yachalti, Belay Yachalti, Mi Karbin. Maybe what it means is that in the past tense, not there's no Malkus, maybe there is Malkus. Rabbi Yechanan just said, Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pomim, and made it in the Shvuah Shav, Tenei in the Shvuah Sheker, that Dum Yud the Shvuah Shav, there will be Malkus. But rather, it's coming to be Mayit, there's no carbon. Dal Shigigos, or carbon oil of a Yoyred, Abel Chalti, Pelay Chalti, Loi. It's only in the future tense where there's a carbon. If it's in the past tense, there's no carbon. And whose sheet is that? Rabbi Shmoli, Da Amar, Eini Chayv, Ela Ala Asa Davlai. The only chayv carbon oil of the earth for the asud davoy, avol milka laki. But of course, Malkus is going to be im a seif. The Gemara says, take a look at the seif of that Mishnah. Zu ishvu ashav shechayav and alzdein a Malkus va'al shigigasa potter. The seif of the Mishnah is discussing shvu ashav,
And Shvuah Shav, the Mishnah's example is Nishba L'shanes Esayidua L'adam Amar Al Amud Shal Evan Shehu Salzav. Right, you Mishana something that's Yodua. And the Mishnah there says this is an example of Shvuah Shav. Again, you have this lashon zuhi. My love, the muti achalti v'lo achalti. The loyloki isn't it coming to be memayit achalti v'lo achalti that there's no malchus. This is an example of malchus, but achalti v'lo achalti. Not, so the Gemara says, no, boy, zuhi dal shigigasa potemi carbon. This is an example of where there's no carbon. There's no carbon for shvua shav b'shoygig. Aval achalti v'lo achalti shvua sheker b'shoygig. Al shigigasa chayiv carbon. You're going to be chayiv carbon. So it's only here that there's no carbon. Meaning, we're saying that shvua shav, there's malchus and no carbon. But only shvua shav, as opposed to achalti v'lo achalti. That's what the Gemara thinks. Achalti v'lo achalti doesn't have this halacha. What aspect of it doesn't it have? So the Gemara thinks, maybe there's no malchus. Akashim Rabbi Yechon. No. What it means is, by shvua sheker, there is a chi of carbon. So zuhi, where there's no carbon, as opposed to shvua sheker, where there is a carbon. Rabbi Akiva has gone according to Rabbi Akiva, the mechayev l'shaver kalaba. Afraid the Gemara, I'm in reish Rabbi Shmuel. Reish Rabbi Shmuel, the safe Rabbi Akiva. How could the reish be Rabbi Shmuel and the safe be Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, you're right. Kulu Rabbi Akiva. Really, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The reish lav lemu utei achalti v'lo achalti mikarbon. When the reish says that if a person makes a shvua in the osid, he says it three times. You chayiv once, but what are you chayiv? Malchus and carbon. And we said zui lemaute. What's it coming to be mamayit? So we thought first that maybe it's coming to be mamayit a shvua she'a chalti v'shaloya chalti to tell me that there's no malchus, and that would be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara suggested, but the Gemara said no. Really, Rabbi Yochanan's right. Then the Gemara suggested, okay, maybe it's coming to be mamayit she'achalti v'shloyachalti mikarbon. But you can't say that. That could only work if there's a way to make the Mishnah alibid Rabbi Yishmael. But the seifa over there is Rabbi Akiva. And by the way, all the first Mishnayos in the Masechta is also Rabbi Akiva. Shvuah Shtayim Shein Bas is Rabbi Akiva. Shtayim Shein Arba is Rabbi Akiva. So how could you tell me then that it's Rabbi Yishmael? So what then is it coming to be? Mayit el amutei oichel v'loy ochal mi malkis avol carbon mechay. V'reish alav l'mutei echalti v'loy echalti mi carbon el l'mutei oichel v'loy ochal v'mi malkis avol carbon mechay. It's coming to be mayit from malkis, but it's not coming to be mayit from carbon. Meaning, sh'loy oichlena v'ochal malkis and carbon. L'mutei mayit, it's coming to be mayit something. Not ochalti v'loy ochalti, but l'mu'utei, if a person swears in the osid that he'll eat, and he doesn't eat, in that case, there will be a carbon ayla v'yoyrit, that's lahara ayla hetiv, but there won't be malchus, because that's the lav she'em boi maisa, that's not similar to shvua shav, where you don't have a ribui, where Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not going to get malchus. Umayishna, how do you know, or how did Rabbi Yochanan know, that the zuhi is coming to be mayit, she'oicha v'loy ochal, maybe it's coming to be mayit, ochalti v'loy ochalti, and maybe bring a raya from there, that ochalti v'loy ochalti, there really is no malchus, not like his own shita. Umayishna, mistabri, says the Gemara, koi b'la'ba, m'mayit la'ba, koi b'la'ba, m'mayit l'sha'avar, sh'loy eichlena, the Mishnah's case is a shvua of osid, and osid and avar are significant when you learn shvuas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's only an oil of yair in osid, there's no oil of yair in avar. So it's significant. We're talking about a shvu in the osid, it makes sense. If there's a mute, it's a mute in a shvu of osid. So a shvu in the osid of lo yeichlena v'ochal, malchus, zuhi lamute, oichlena v'lo yeichal, there's no malchus. Why? Because one is a lav she'i eish by mice and one is a lav she'i by mice. But when I come into a mayit, when we talk about a shvua shaloi oichal, a shvua shalchalti, those are two completely different types of shvuas. And that type of shvua is not a shvua that will come into a mayit. Just one more gemara, and we'll speak out a little bit of raid. So the Mishnah said, shvua shaloi oichal v'ochal kol shu chayit. The Mishnah had said that if a person swears that he's not going to eat, and he eats, so he's over a shvua. How much does he have to eat in order for him to be over a shvua? Rabbi Akiva said, even if you eat a kol shu, Amru Leid Rabbi Akiva, they told Rabbi Akiva, where do you find anywhere that you should be chayef for eating a kolshu? Kolshu? Don't you always have to eat a kezayis in order to be chayef? Chatzis shir is awesome in HaTorah. But chiyuvim? For chiyuvim, you need to eat a shir. Where do you find? So Rabbi Akiva told, this is different. What are you talking about? We're not, this is not macholos asuros. Over here, you chayef for lo yachal devara. You chayef for what you said. Not so much for what you ate. The bottom line is, this is not Macholis Asuris, and it's for that reason that Halacha, Rabbi Akiva told him is, this is not a Tzush. Says the Gemara, Yibayilu, Rabbi Akiva, B'chala Tevra, Kulik, Rav Shimon, Tzvir, Leid, Mechayib, Mamashu. The Gemara wants to understand Rashidah's Rabbi Akiva a little bit better. Where Rabbi Akiva says that Yechayiv, if a person swears he's not going to eat, and he eats even a kol shu, is he chayiv? Is it because he holds like Rav Shimon, who holds in Kol HaTorah Kula, Yechayev for all machalos asuris, even for a kosher. We had shittas Reb Shimon in Masechtas Makos. In Perek Elohein Aloikim. So ordinarily, you're not chayev malchus unless you eat a gezayis. Reb Shimon holds even for a kosher. A mashu, you eat yechayev. So basav acholov, or nevela, or trefa, it doesn't matter what the machalos asuris is. If you eat a mashu, you chayev. Is that pshat Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Akiva holds, you eat a gezayis, pachas mi gezayis nevela, you get malchus. So if you eat pachas mikazayis, when you swore that you're not going to eat, you should also get malchus. Is that the yisoid of Rabbi Akiva? And where do you find this from Shimon? The Tanya? Shimon, I'm a kosher l'malchus. For the Amr kazayis is alien carbon. According to Rabbi Shimon, the whole kazayis is alien carbon. It has nothing to do with malchus. Ubedinu says the Gemara. Now, if that's true, that Pshan of Rabbi Akiva is because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, he holds that there's never a shir kazayis. The truth is, the boy of Flugi Bahama. He should have argued. Really, in all cases, this Rabbi Akiva shouldn't just be talked away in the beginning of Perek Shvuah Shtayim Basra. This should be throughout Shas. The reason it's here is like the Achak Eichad Rabban, a special Chiddush in Rabban. Even though this is hard to say that maybe Shvuah is different, where Rashi explains it, you could have argued that Shvuah is different. Why is Shvuah different? Shvuah is different because if a person would specifically say, he would explicitly state, I swear I'm not going to eat even a kosher. It's possible the shvuah would be chal on kosher. So you see, there's a concept of a shvuah being chal isra chila on less than a kazayis. So hoyo that you find that if you were mefarish it, you would be chayev. So maybe it's as far to say that even if you're not mefarish it, you should be chayev. Kamash malon that no, that even by shvuah stam shvuah shloyachlano still means kazayis. But really, as it relates to Rabbi Akiva holds that you're always chayav pachas migazayis. Even by nevelos treifas, you're always chayav pachas migazayis. So why is it mentioned here? Lo yidiachak koyched rabbanon. That even over here the rabbanon hold this year is. I don't know, but amak rabbanon tefilah. Maybe the rabbanon. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds like the Rabbanan, call it Teiru Kula. He doesn't like Rabbi Shimon. He holds, of course, La'unshin, the Shir is always going to be a Kazakhs. Why then does Rabbi Akiva hold when it comes to Shvuah Pachas Megazayas? This is for Hoyl Mefarish Chayiv, Snam Nami Chayiv. So the Gemara says, Tashma, isn't the Mishnah Raya? Domer Rabbi Akiva, they told Rabbi Akiva, Heichem Atzinu Ba'ichel, Kosher Shu Chayiv. Ve'im Isa, now if Rabbi Akiva holds that a Kosher really is always Chayiv, Le'im Alua, Nabachala Teiru Kula, Rabbi Shimon's really. What are you talking about? What did the Rabbanan tell Rabbi Akiva? Yekiva, Yechayev, for Shvuah, Shaloy, Yechlenev, Achalana, Pachas Megazayis. Where do you find that you should be Chayev on Pachas Megazayis? And Yekiva says some ambiguous response. We should have said, Pasha, what are you talking about? Nah, absolutely, I hold it, Rav Shimon. I hold you always Chayev, Pachas Megazayis. So isn't the fact that Yekiva didn't say that, a raya that he doesn't hold that? The Gemara says it's not a raya. The Vrayan, the Rabbanon, Kamaluhu. Maybe what he meant to say was he meant to just tell the rabbi, the kasha fank nishtot. Because I always hold the rabbi. But even according to you, that you have an issue with Shitas Rabbi Shimon. But I think that even you should agree over here. What did Rabbanan say? One word, loy. No, we disagree. The bottom line is, this is just the beginning. We'll finish this Gemara, Mietz Hashem, tomorrow. Stating that, no, you're not going anywhere. No, I'm kidding. Stating that, so we had a very geschmack Gemara tucked away here in early in the beginning of the beginning of the daf on the chaf on the base. The Gemara had said, "Zochar v'shamar b'dibur echa nemru, mashe'ein ha'peh yochol ledaber, u'mashe'ein ha'oysin yochol l'shmaya." That pay. My mirar Sinai. Klal Yisrael heard Zachar Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy, as it says it in Parashas Yisrael, and they heard Shomer Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy, as it says it in Parashas Vozchana. And really, they heard them both, B'dibur Echad, and it was miraculous, because ordinarily a person can't utter two words at the same time. A person can't hear two words at the same time, but stating that, Klal Yisrael heard Zachar V'Shomer, it was B'dibur Echad Nemru, they heard it. All that, my nafkimina, said the Gemara, Amr Rav Adbar Ahava, nafkimina is, noshim chayavos, bekiddush hayem dvar Torah. Women are going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of kiddush. Why? Because being that Zachar v'shomer, b'dibur echa nemer, we have a hekish now between Zachar and Shomer. Shomer is the loisa seiz of Shabbos, Zachar is the mitzvah of kiddush hayem. And just like women are obligated in the lois sases of Shabbos, because women are chayiv in all lois sases, so too they're chayiv to make kiddush. What's the kiddush? I would have thought that it's a mitzvah sases as man geroma, nashma potter from tkiyah shayfer, the potter from sitting in a sukkah. So I would have thought that maybe they should be potter from this mitzvah as well. Kamashma lon, zocha v'shomer, kol sheyeshne v'shmira, yeshnoi v'shira. There's a perek in Shas, called perek Bameh Behema. It's the fifth perek in Masechta Shabbos, and it discusses things that an animal is allowed to walk outside with on Shabbos, and things that an animal is not allowed to walk outside with Shabbos. Now, a person can't just walk out on Shabbos, holding, carrying, whatever he wants to, because one of the Lamatas Malachas, the 39th Malacha, is the Malacha Veitzah, Yitzias HaShab, Shtayet Sheinarva. So there's a Malacha Veitzah, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. But the Chiddush HaPerek B'Me Behema is that an animal is also not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Now, why is an animal not allowed to carry on Shabbos? Because there's a halacha called Shvisas Behema. That just like you yourself are not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, there's a halacha of Shvisas Behema as well. The Rishonim Tosfos, the first Tosfos, in Perek Bame Behema, Shabbos Tachnun Aleph on the base says, what's the makar of the Shvisas Behema? It's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Perek of Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis. The pasuk says, Sheishes Yomim Tasa Masecha, Uvayoy Mashvi Tishbois, Leman Yonuach Shorcha Vechamirecha, Vienofish Ben Amoscha Vager. Leman Yonuach Shorcha. Your shor and your chamar has to rest. Now the Torah is not talking to the shor and the chamar. It's the chashor and chamar. So who's the Torah? The Torah is talking to you. And the Torah is telling the person, you have to make sure that your shor and your chamar rests on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah esed, the uraisa, called shvisas behem. Now there's also a lav de mechamer that we're familiar with. But lav de mechamer is something very specific, where the Torah says that a person is not allowed to be mechamer achar behem to be Shabbos. So if your animal is working, it's plowing on Shabbos, you can't walk behind it. But that's the melacha of that the animal's doing in the field, where you're walking behind it. Over there, there's a loisaseh known as the lav de mechamer. It's unique because it's an example of a loisaseh of Shabbos where there's no chorus, there's no smisas bezin, there's no chatas. All it is a loisaseh. But shvisas behema goes way beyond the scope of lav de mechamer. Your animal's not allowed to do melacha, just like you're not allowed to do melacha. That's why the Mishnah says b'me behema yoytza, b'me eina yoytza. He's not allowed to walk out with certain things because it's carrying. That's nothing to do with mechamer. It's because of this mitzvah saseh of leman yonuach shorcha v'chamirech. Kiveger Mishnayis on this Mishnah, first Mishnah Perek b'me behema clears the shaila. Are women chayiv in the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema, or are they not chayim in the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema? Zok Rav Kiveger, what's my suffix? At first glance, you would argue, it's a mitzvah seishas mangarum. All it is a mitzvah saseh. L'man yonuach shorcha v'chamirech. So being that all it is a mitzvah saseh, mitzvah seishas mangarum and asham apater. But says Rav Kiveger, there's a gemara in Shvuah Shtayim Basra. Mesech the Shvuah Stav Chofa Medeish. Zokha v'shama v'dibur echa nemru. And we learn from there that nosham chayov is mitzvah sayayim dvar ter. That even though Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh, Shazman Gurama, still women are chayiv, because Iskash Shmira Veschir. Says Rav Kiveger, how far are we supposed to take this hekish? Was this hekish only said with regards to the mitzvahs I say that's learned from the pasuk of Zachar Sefer Shabbos Akatshay? Or maybe this hekish is really all-encompassing and includes all the mitzvahs I say of Shabbos? So any mitzvahs I say that you're going to find related to Shabbos, women are going to be chayiv. Oy bazoy, leman yonuach shorcha v'chamirecha, being that it's a Shabbos thing of mitzvahs I say, it's included in the hekish of Zachar v'shamar, and women will be chayiv, despite the fact that it's a zman gerom. In other words, this hekish of Iskish Shchir Lashmir, is it only regards to the mitzvah that Rav Adar Rahava said in Mefurish, Kiddush Hayoin, and the Sfaris, because that is the mitzvah that's learned from the Pasuk, Zachar, same as Abba Zakatri, or maybe it's an all-inclusive Hekish, and it includes all mitzvahs haseis related to Shabbos. Zok Rav Kiva Eger, Lamay Nafgemina, the Nafgemina would be where the women are chayiv and Shvisas Behem. The emes is, it's Mefurish Hashayil on the Rishayim. Perikol Kisvei, the Ram, the sugis of Sholosh Sudos. A person has to eat Sholosh Sudos. There's a man number that says four Sudos. In that sugi, the Ram brings from Rabbeinu Tam. Because of Rabbeinu Tam, the Noshim Chayoves Begimel Sudos. A woman has an obligation to eat three Sudos on Shabbos. The Chay Nami of Tzoy Al Shteki Karas. So too, said Rabbeinu Tam, a woman has a Chiyuv when she eats her Suda to have Lacha Mishnah. Why? Sha'af Hein Hoyu Benes Haman. Because why do we eat three Sudos? It's Zeichel Haman. Why do we eat Lacha Mishnah? It's Eichel Amar. It says within the time, women are chayiv. Because being that Achim Hoyi Ba'isanes, they also benefited from the man. Male the chayiv. Now the truth is, this is a very important Rebbeinu Tam when you learn the sugis of Achim Hoyi Ba'isanes. Because we know Tosfos says in different places in Shas that Achim Hoyi Ba'isanes doesn't just mean that women were included in the Nes. But it means, the only time you say it is when the Iker Nes happened al Yidei women. So for example, by Dal Koises, B'schus Noshim Tzidkonis, Nigla Avisena B'mitzrayim. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, it was Esther. Even by Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, women achayiv, Sha'afin Hoyi Ba'isanes, it's because the Mishabura brings the story where Yehudis played a role in the Nes of Chanukah. So the point is Afin Oy Baisanes maybe is only said where the women played. Rabbeinu Tam clearly didn't hold that way. Because the women played more of a role in the Nes of the Mon than the men did. But either way, says Rabbeinu Tam, tam. Women are chayiv in sholish suda. It's the chayiv in lechem mishnah. Shafin hoy ba'isanes says the Ran. They ain't tzorich. You don't need this. She bechol ma'aser Shabbos ish v'isha shavim. Because men and women are really the same when it comes to Shabbos. Kidi alfinon zochav v'shamor eshe yeshne b'shmir yeshne b'schira ubechlau ze habikol chiyuve Shabbos. So you don't need afin ba'isanes. It's pasha women are chayiv because even though I understand where you're coming from, Rabbeinu Tam, why you would want to pat to them because it's a mitzvah. But you have the hekish. Is geschira l'shmira? I mean, the women are chayim and shmira. The chayim. What's the shaila? What was the machlekes? Ran and Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Kivega Sofik. Whether we say the hekish is only regarding kiddush hayom because zocher siyem shabbos the kachoy is the makor to kiddush. So it's regarding the mitzvah that's learned after that pasuk that we have that, but other mitzvahs say related to Shabbos not. Well, maybe no. Kol chiyuv shabbos says the Ran. Either way, Rabbi Kivega Sofik at first glance would seem to be a machlekes Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. Truth is, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, after his Moisach HaShabbos, discusses this as well. And the Minchas Chinuch says that I found a raya mifureshes, a raya to mifureshes to one side in Rav Kivega Shaira. And listen to a deer of the Minchas Chinuch. We all know this Gemara. The Mishnah says in Shabbos Nafnun Dal Lamed Beis, it's also in Perek Bameh Behema. So the Mishnah is going through things that are animals not allowed to walk outside with on Shabbos, and one of the things is v'loy beretzua sheben karnel. Paro is not allowed to have. There was a retzua that it would wear, a strap that went between its horns. Animals not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. It's considered carrying shvisas behema. Says the Mishnah parosle shrabalaz ben Azar yehoisa yoitzes beretzua sheben karnel shloy beretzon chacham. Rabalaz ben Azar had a paro, and his paro went outside with this retzua sheben karnel. Freak the Gemara. The Lashon Parosesh Rav Elazar ben Azariah sounds like Rav Elazar ben Azariah had one para. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, he had his measly little para. Freik the Gemara, v'chad the para, havila. Rav Elazar ben Azariah have only one para, v'amarav. V'amilo, amarav, Yehuda, amarav. Treisa alfei egli havi meiser. Just the federal income tax that Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that's what Rav Elchanan says. The federal income tax Rav Elazar ben Azariah used to pay was 12,000 agolim. That's how wealthy Rav Elazar ben Azariah was. Tracer Alfi Egli Havi Ma'as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Me'edri Kol Shasa L'Shasa. And you're telling me Parosoi Shal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as if all he had was one Paro Zok the Gemara Tana. You're right. Loi Shaloi Hoysa. You want to know Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah got Asach Paros. We never use such a Lashon of Paros. Elo Shal Shchentei Hoysa. Really, it belonged to his neighbor. Umitoich Shaloi Michaba. Being that his neighbor's animal went out with this. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saw it happen on Shabbos. And he was in Moicha. Nikras Al Shema. It's considered as if he himself did it. And the Gemara goes off on a tangent here. And the Gemara talks about how you see from there that a person has to be moicha. And if you see someone doing an aveira and you don't protest, it's as if you did it. And there's two blot Gemara of Agadata. And you get into the sugyas of David and Shleima Kolaimer. Bnei Ruven Chatein Elatayah Kolaim. And David Chatein Elatayah had it to Perik Mebehem. That's what those Gemaras are. It's Shabbos Nun Hei, Shabbos Nun Vav. And you wonder, how in the world did it get into Masech Shabbos? This is the answer. Because we mentioned a Dvar Agada regarding a parah that went out carrying something, violating Shvisa's behemoth in a way that it wasn't allowed to, and the Gemara does what it does. Classic digression. Fest Agad who talked away in the Sechtes Shabbos. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, I want you to read the Gemara very carefully. Zok the Gemara again. Tana. Loi shaloi hoisa. Ela shal shchentoi hoisa. Umitoich shaloi micha ba nikras al shamay. Was this neighbor a man or a woman? Says the Minchas Chinuch, shal shchentoi hoisa. Umitoich shaloi micha ba. He wasn't meichin her. Shloim Michabai. What's Shloim Michabai? Says the Mechaz Chinuch, it sounds like it was a woman. And the Mechaz Chinuch says, the MS I found in Yerushalmi, and he says, Ve'enoi tachas yodi ko'es. He says, I don't have it next to me right now. Ki ha'para ho'isa shalisha. And I looked up to Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi even gives a name to this woman. It was a woman that owned this animal. And there was a tiny Rav Elazar ben Azariah, why weren't you meich? Freak the Mechaz Chinuch. What was the iser? The animal was carrying on Shabbos. What's the iser to carry on Shabbos? Shvisas behema. L'chayritz ha'mitzvasashas mangaroma. So what was the problem? The teretz is women achayiv and shvisas behema. Why would they be chayim and shvisas be'ema? Must be because of the hekesh. It's a mafurish raya. One side of kivega shayla that women are chayiv in shvisas be'ema. Why? Because kol sheyeshne b'shmira yeshne b'schira. We'll just speak of one final la'ara, and that is me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, and that is that we know there's a mitzvah saseh to rest on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah saseh to rest on Yontif. Meaning, in addition to the Karis and the Mrs. Bezdin and the Chatas, there's also Mitzvah Saseh. The 85th Mitzvah in the Minyan Taryag, Mitzvah Pehei, is Mitzvah Shvisa B'Shabbos. Lishpois Mimalok. B'yoyim HaShabbos Shenemar U'b'yoyim HaShvi'i Tishba. It's pretty straightforward. And then by the Yom Tovim in Parshas Emor, the Chinuch lists a whole bunch of mitzvahs related to Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Zayin is Mitzvah Shvisa B'yoyim Rishon Shal Pesach. Shin Yud Ches is Mitzvah Shvisa Mimelocha B'yoyim Rishon Shal Chag HaSukkos. Mitzvah Shin Chav Aleph is Mitzvah Shvisa Mimelocha B'yoyim Shmini Shal Sukkos. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Chav Aleph says a Chiddush Gadol, but it's also a Yisoy Gadol. It's a very important Yisoy. Listen to this. V'nai Heges B'chol Mokim U'b'chol Zman B'schor Ben V'nkeves. So the Chinuch is talking about the mitzvahs asei deiraisa to rest from malacha on yontif. Specifically, mitzvah shvisa mi malacha b'yom shmini shal sukkos. This is where he says. So he says the mitzvah to rest on yontif is neheges b'chol makim u'v'chol zman b'schor u'v'in akevus. So the chinuch v'af al pisha shvisa as horego mi mitzvah says mangaromo. Even though resting on yontif is really a mitzvah asei shes mangaromo. So if it's a mitzvah asei shes mangaromo, why do women have this mitzvah? Af al pike mikiv an shabesiyas malacha yesh b'gam kein isr lav. Being that this Shvisa involves a lav as well. Hanoshim chayov ispa. Min haklal shebiyodeinu hishva kosev isha leisha lechol oinshin shebeter. Says the chinuch hagevaldik yusayit. Resting on Shabbos or on Yontif, resting on Yontif involves an asay and a lois asay. The asay is a mitzvah asay shes mangaroma. The lois asay is not mangaroma because even a lois asay shes mangaroma. Women are chayiv. Women are chayiv on all lois asay shebeter. Being that women are chayiv in the lois asay, that side of the coin, they're chayiv in the asay as well. They come together. You can't have one without the other. So even though there's a svara to say that a woman shouldn't be chayiv to rest on yontif, why? Because it's a zman geroma. Still, women are going to be chayiv. Min haklal shebiyodeinu. This is a klal, says the chinuch, that I have, and that is that any time there's an asay and a lois asay that come together, if you're obligated in the lois asay, which a woman will always be obligated in, you can be obligated in an asay, even though there's a svara to say maybe you should be parted from the asay, because the mitzvah asay shaz man gerom. Azoizok the chinuch. So women have the mitzvah asay to rest on you. In mitzvah pehei, when the chinuch brought mitzvah shvisa b'shabbos, lishpois mi malacha b'yom shabbos, the chinuch does not say that women are chayiv in shvisa b'shabbos. And l'chura, frek the mechaz chinuch, what should be the difference? If women are chayiv in shvisa b'yontif, min haklalu shebiyodeinu. Because being that there's a lois asay and an asay, whenever you chayiv in the lois asay, you also chayiv in the asay. Then l'chura, when it comes to Shabbos, you have the same svar. Shabbos, of course, there's many lois asays that say you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. So they should be chayiv in the asay. So why did the chinuch only say it on Yontif and he didn't say it on Shabbos? He says it in Mechaz Chinuch and he says it in a few places. V'hatvarim atikin. He says, I'm going to tell you the reason. You know why the chinuch didn't say it? Because it doesn't matter. Whether a woman is chayiv in the asay of Shabbos has no relevance. Whether she's chayiv in the asay of Yontif, touching ain't more relevance. He says, why? He says, Gevaldik. He says, you know, what's the nafkamina if a woman has an asay of Yontif? The nafkamina is, can a person do a mitzvah asay on Yontif that's going to involve being doichi Yontif? There's many cases of this in Shas. Mila shaloi bezmanoi. Is it doichi Yontif or is it not doichi Yontif? Rav Ashi says it's not doichi Yontif. You know why? Because Mila is an asay. Yontif is a lois asay v'asay. They in asay. Doichi lois asay v'asay. The halacha is, there's a mitzvah asay to burn kachin that's tamay. Are you allowed to burn kachin that's tamay on Yontif? So the Gemara says, Sreifas kachin tamay is an asay. It's a Gemara in Perek with Memadliken. But Yontif is an asay and a lois asay, vein asay, doich a lois of asay. There's many examples of it. Zok tech min chaschinuch, echaps a major nafkamino, whether a woman has the mitzvah asay of Shabbos. What's the nafkamino? Could a woman do an asay on Yontif that's going to involve being doich a Yontif? If she has the asay, she can't, because then it's ein asay, doich a lois of asay, like Rav Ashi says throughout Shas. But if all she has is the lois asay, she doesn't have the asay. Why wouldn't she have the asay? Because it's a mitzvah asay shes man geroma. So for her, it's a regular asay dechalais asay. If it's a regular asay dechalais asay, it could be doich. So zok mechaz chinuch, it was very important for the chinuch to say that on yontif, a woman has the asay. Because the chabz lecha nafkimina la'alocha. What's the nafkimina la'alocha? There's no tchia. Because ein asay dechalais asay v'asay. But on Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Because on Shabbos, even if a woman doesn't have the asay, there's still no tchia. Because Shabbos is a lois asay sheyesh by chorus. Ve'ein asay dechalais asay sheyesh by chorus. So Marav Shachta is going to be no tchia. So being that this mother shof no chiyuv, who cares if she has the assay or not? There's no relevance. There's no relevance. The chinuch didn't get involved. He didn't say yeah. He didn't say no. He didn't get involved in it because it makes no difference. The only time the chinuch felt that he had to speak it out was where it's a chabtzach anaf kamin al halacha. Where's the chab anaf kamin al halacha in yontif? Why? Because oh, if there's no assay, then you could say assay doich alois assay. If there is an assay, it's in assay doich alois assay v'assay. You can't say. But as it relates to Shabbos, there's no nafkemino because Shabbos is always going to be a lois assay sheyesh bekar. So last night I was speaking out this raid with my son Shlomo Zalman, and he asked me a gevaldik kasha. He said, "Lav de mechamer teichiach, lav de mechamer." That's an example of Shabbos, which is not a lav sheyesh bekaris. All it is a lois assay. L'chayru, you have the assay of Shabbos, like mitzvah lishmeis b'Shabbos by lav de mechamer, just like you have by a regular. And a chabtz nafkemino, would you say assay doich alois assay on Shabbos by lav de mechamer? Women have lav de mechamer to regular alois assay. So does she have the assay or does she not have the assay? And then he showed me a beautiful maramakim. He showed me in the sugis of tchiyah. We know that halachas, if your father tells you to be mechal Shabbos, you don't listen. If he tells you to be mechal Shabbos, you don't listen. The Gemara says it's true, even if he tells you to be mechamer. Why not? Says the Gemara. When it says Ish imoy v'aviv tiro v'shab soisak tishmoru means any permutation of chil Shabbos. You never listen to your father. Freik the Gemara azak kasha. Freik the Gemara. Why do we learn from there that asay is not doich alois asay? It's a Gemara's kasha. Yivamis davov amenal. Why don't we say that just like the Torah says, if your father tells you to be mechamer, the halacha is you don't listen to your father. I keep it of emes and asay. And mechamer is alois asay. So why do we say asay deich alois asay? Must be asay is not deich alois asay. So the Gemara asks a kasha, learn from here that asay is not deich alois asay. Freik der itva. What do you mean? Mechamer is alois asay? Mechamer is alois asay v'asay. Because you have the asay of Shabbos. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Bring a raya from the fact that you don't listen to your father if he tells you to be mechamer, that asay is not deich alois asay. Because keep it all the aim is an asay, and mechamer is alois asay. What do you mean mechamer is not alois asay? Mechamer is alois asay v'asay. Because you have the asay of Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman tainted gevaldik. Wait, this raid, it could be a chapsach anaf yamina. A woman who maybe won't have an asay because of the svara that it's a mitzvah's asay shazman gerama, which essentially is one sign of Reb Kivei Yishayla, whether or not women have the mitzvah's asays of Shabbos that are not related to Kiddush. So on the side that a woman doesn't have the asay, it comes out the lav de mechamer is a regular lois asay. If the lav de mechamer is a regular lois, maybe that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was ish imay vav of tiro is talking about a woman just like it's talking about a man. Because just like a man has a mitzvah of yira for his father, a woman also has a mitzvah of yira for her father. Ish, fima, they're all hukish zelazah. Of course a woman has a mitzvah. And still the Torah says a father or a mother tells their daughter, go be mechamer, the halach is, you don't listen. She only has a lois asay. She doesn't have the asay. Why doesn't she have the asay? Because of the mitzvah Shabbos. And either way, v'advar matikin mamash. Really, we should be meirich, but we're going to stop here.